Right now, it's time for Appraise This with Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them at dqag.com on the web, or you can find them here on a Tuesday morning live. But Tim, is Greg around?
He's around, but he's under the weather.
You know, I figured Mike Kazi was a little sick this morning, what I figured. I figured he wasn't feeling too good. Well, give him our best, and hopefully it gets better.
I definitely will. We both have. I've been struggling. I was traveling. I was in Ohio this past weekend for the Ohio Auctioneers Association for their annual conference. And I was presenting and also judging their auctioneer competition, which I have to say, my goodness, and being an Ohio boy, I was very proud of all the Buckeyes that came out and all these auctioneers. There's a lot of talent that is in the Ohio, in the Midwest region, because the conference does draw people from Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, from, you know, the surrounding areas. Where they get an opportunity to not only compete, but also to get continuing education credits. And one of the classes that I was teaching was a continuing education class on presentation skills and how to, you know, not only business negotiation skills, but also being able to speak, try to speak fluently or effectively in front of an audience. And it was great, because a lot of people look at that as, well, yeah, I know how to do that. Let me just get up there. And then when you see it in the competition, you see how difficult it can be. So it was interesting. And one, the champion for Ohio was actually one of the students that I had in my interpersonal communications class a couple of years ago. And Greg and I worked with Wayne Yoder several times, coaching him. And it was really exciting to see that he stepped up and the night was his. It was really fun. And, you know, and I also have to say that it's interesting in that part of the world, where you have a big Amish population, there you throw a rock, you're going to hit a Yoder somewhere. There's a number of Amish that were there, and they are amazing auctioneers. And I think a lot of it is because from a very young age, they're singing, and just part of their heritage too is it helps their vocal production. So it was fascinating. Well, had a good weekend. But
it's funny you say that, because I don't know if you saw this, but there's a member of Congress, Representative Billy Long. And Billy Long, before he became to Congress, was an auctioneer, okay?
He
was elected to Congress in 2010. Well, about an hour into a House Energy and Commerce Committee meeting, I think this was a week or two ago, he was just finished responding to a question from somebody else about whether the platform discriminates against conservatives. Then he decided to take up the rest of the guy's time, by doing an auction call.
Right.
And that was hilarious.
It was. He's a great advocate for the auction industry, and he is a member of the National Auctioneers Association. And one of the things that the NAA does is they do a week on Capitol Hill so that they can let Congress know, like, some of the issues that are impacting our businesses. Like, there were several, this Supreme Court decision about Wayfair and how that is going to affect collecting tax in all these different areas. And there's a number of different things that affect our business that we go, but Billy Long has been one of the supporters there. I think there are three auctioneers, or three people that have been auctioneers that are in Congress right now, and they've all been really big supporters of the NAA. So
it was just it was real funny to see it. And when he finished, he slammed down, and everybody gave him applause except for the person he really basically put down.
right. It's like, well, if you want to get somebody to listen, you break into your chant. It was fun. But I think that I know I picked up a little bit of a sore throat, and then I came home And I don't know if it's just traveling, being on the plane, and then Greg got it. And I talked to my mom last night. I didn't see my parents. I just talked to them last night, and because I was gone, and they both have it. So there's a lot going around here in South Florida. A lot of this cold and just kind of, oh, you know, we made it through the holidays, which was great. We were not sick during the holidays, but we were getting it now.
Well, so, it starts with the runny nose, and then I started taking cold calm and everything like that, and I got it. I beat it. All I had to do was blow my nose a couple of days at home, but I beat the cold calm. Really does work. Jill Goodman pounded that into my head, and it really did work. It stopped it dead in its tracks, and it never progressed past me getting a little bit of a runny nose.
So. Yeah, that's good. I've been fighting the good fight. Greg was down. He was coughing. He has the really bad cough and everything. So I said, and he really didn't sleep well last night. And I said, well, just sleep. I'll do this. But one of the other things that we're working on is that I'm in the midst of planning for this big estate conference that we're going to next week I'm going with Gurjohns. And it's huge. It is this major. It's at the Marriott in Orlando, and I went last year for the first time, and we're in the planning stages for this year. And next week, next Tuesday, I'll be driving down. It's for the whole week, and it's continuing education for the attorneys that deal and accountants that deal with not only family law, but all of the changes. There are so many changes that took place in 2019 for the tax law and also for donations and for the estates. So what we do is that we're there and we put up a booth and we're one of the exhibitors, and we get an opportunity to talk with and meet with a number of the attorneys, because a part of what we do as appraisers and putting value on items is helping them understand what that process is, first of all, because so many people don't understand what we do as appraisers and how vital it is for not only financial planning, but also for tax planning, and why it's important to use our services. So we're gearing up for that, and that's happening, and doing a lot of insurance appraisals. A lot of people are, I think when they get together during the holidays, it's either they look at it and say, the family says, hey, we should get this appraised. What about this? What about that? And it's inevitably after the new year, we get a number of phone calls because people say, you know, family got together and we were talking about this and we think we need to have this appraised, and or we're moving and downsizing. And that's the other big thing. And we have a number of people that we're dealing with that are just moving into different situations into the new year and saying, you know, I need to really make some educated decisions about my stuff. And that's what we do. And that's what we've been seeing. So interesting. And there's a lot of interesting things that are coming up for auction in the coming year. And things that I've heard rumblings of, and we're going to stay on top of it, see what comes to fruition. But there's some interesting collections that'll be hitting the block. So it'll be a fun year.
Sports stars or movie-like stars type of auctions.
Those, and also some fine art and some great finds that we're in the midst of just getting signed contracts on. And once that all comes together, then we can talk about it. Okay. But yeah, there's some interesting things that are on the horizon. I think, you know, a lot of people were looking at, you know, it's 2019, it's a whole new, we start off the year hopeful, even though we're in a government shutdown and things are happening. But when you really look at it and take a step back and say, you know what, we're just really grateful for everything that that has happened and where we're moving, and we try to stay positive. That's the way I look at
but
it.
But when you mentioned the government shutdown, people don't realize, like, the Internal Revenue Service is shut down. Pat Pagano, all the meteorologists across the nation, because of the shutdown, they are not sending up weather balloons into these weather systems like they normally do to give accurate representations, because they don't have the money to spend on helium and stuff. So your forecasting abilities are shut down. We here have, we have to file reports with the FCC, and like we had basically through tomorrow to file our quarterly reports. Well, guess what? The website that they set up to be so convenient and everything like that is shut down. So we can't file those reports. And it's the same thing with your taxes here. There's certain portions of the IRS that are shut down.
And it's also it's also the same thing with life. Jim. Happy New Year. And for this I blame screens, but you know me. No one considers all the little bits that go into something.
Sure.
They're just, it's like, hey, here's a picture of my meal. It's like, yeah. And someone spent a lot of time getting the eggs that went into the sauce that you're taking a picture of. And it's just, if you don't know all of that, then you don't consider even the consequences. It's just, not...
Nor do you appreciate when it all comes back. Or, you know, you start to see it now and people are really realizing, like, the... how everything works. And it's crazy because people are going to need to not only get their taxes together, but they can't, you know, so you're pulling things together and then it's going to be, okay, whenever it does come back up and running, okay, let's get this done. The deadline's still the deadline.
Well, that's
the problem.
That's the whole thing. And
that's the problem.
And the people that come back to work at the IRS, the people that come back to work at the National Weather Service and stuff like that, they're going to be overloaded. So, folks, if you were looking for early tax returns this year where you're going to get money back, just relax.
Just relax. And take a deep breath. And sometimes that's really all that you can do. And it's, I know.
Well, I can hear that you're sniveling there because you've got that cold.
Yes.
So we should let you not go on too long here because...
Right, because you're going to need your voice next week.
That's right. We're going to need one of you next week.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get you, but the point is he's got a lot of people that he's going to be meeting and greeting, so...
Right, so I've got to get better now.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. And
no one wants to be infected, P.S. Like,
no,
hi.
No. I'm past that point.
That's what they all say.
I know.
All right, well, give our best to Greg again.
All right.
I definitely will, and Happy New Year to you both, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
Tim,
thank
you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Tim Luke, a real trooper. You can hear how sick he is.
He still
managed to do it. Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web.